Good morning. The front that brought all the rain overnight across interior New York and New England continues to steadily track through New England, with the back edge of the precipitation now leaving us much drier early this morning, especially in New York State. A few leftover showers in New England will also move out early this morning. The low-level moisture left behind this system is generating locally dense fog early this morning, but gradually, with the development of a northwest breeze, this fog should dissipate, and cloud cover will eventually give way to increasing sunshine, if not during the morning, then during the course of the afternoon. High temperatures will be on the pleasant side and in the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. High pressure will build in behind this front and dominate the weather starting tonight, with generally clear skies and lows in the 30s to around 40. This will set us up for a nice, breezy, and mild day on Thursday, with dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the lower to mid-60s. On Friday, a weak front will approach from the north and west. The front doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, but there is still the risk of a shower passing through, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs back into the mid-50s. A new area of high pressure will build in on Saturday, keeping it mostly sunny and dry to start the weekend in the middle 50s before the next system heads our way on Sunday. A low pressure wave will track up the Tennessee Valley and into the Appalachians and eventually through our area with a decent shot of rain during the day, keeping high temperatures in the lower to mid-50s. Sunshine will come back early next week behind this system. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong area of low pressure will depart the upper Great Lakes and weaken as it moves into Canada. Meanwhile, a second storm will begin to impact the central and western United States. A moderately strong cold front will cross Montana, with light rain changing to light snow and minor accumulations by this evening. A high wind warning is also in effect for portions of west central Montana for winds of 35 to 45 miles per hour and gusts up to 60 miles per hour. Mild temperatures will be in place ahead of the cold front from the Four Corners region into the central and southern plains today, but as the front rapidly surges south tomorrow, temperatures will fall and the winds will increase. Heavy snow is possible for the central and southern range foothills of Colorado into the Palmer Divide, with snow beginning this evening. 4 to 8 inches of snow is expected for the front range, with closer to a foot in the foothills. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th mile visibility with light rain and fog, and 41 degrees with a south wind at 39, gusting to 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 2 above zero. In Albany on the hour, 2.5 miles visibility and fog, 53 degrees with a dew point of 50, 89% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.83 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Anaheim, California, to a low of 5 at Pikes Peak Summit, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston, breezy with rain, then increasing sunshine in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 51, that's 3 degrees above normal. 27 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month 5.65 inches now, that's 3 inches above normal, and 36.86 inches for the year, which is 4.76 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 81 set in 1947, and the record low 20 in 1969. The lowest maximum temperature was in 1969 at 39 degrees, and the highest minimum temperature was 59 degrees in 1956. Sunrise this morning is at 7:18 a.m., sunset this evening 6:01 p.m., 10 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. Also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, cloudy with showers early this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs near 60. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers moving out early this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, any showers will end early today, then increasing sunshine and breezy with highs around 60. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some clouds and fog early this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, lower to mid-60s. Chance of a shower Friday in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 50s Saturday. Rain likely on Sunday in the lower to mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Monday in the upper 50s, and a chance of showers on Tuesday with highs staying in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.